time each morning you get to answer the question, what's on your mind? That's right. It's the name of the program. That's the drill. Day in and day out. On 550 K-Fire. KCJB Minot. AM 1100 The Flag. Fargo Moorhead. KLTC Dickinson. And KTGO 1090 Radio in Tioga. With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hennen. Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. Today on the program, we're going to talk about air service in North Dakota and what the state of air service is at the bottom of the hour with the director of the North Dakota Aeronautics Commission. We're going to finish a conversation we started on, I guess it was Thursday last week, Dale Zimmerman of the Peacock Alley, who will be joined today by Mike Moschenberger of the Expressway Inn. These are two conservative, politically, but business people who Mike, in the case of Mike Moschenberger, he's the general manager of the Expressway Inn and Expressway Suites. Dale Zimmerman is the owner of the Peacock Alley restaurant in downtown Bismarck. They both were in Washington, D.C., immersing themselves in immigration policy, and they strongly believe we need immigration reform and a bill passed. A lot of our audience, and I have to put myself in this camp, are concerned that that's going to look like something closer to what President Obama and Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi want in the way of quote-unquote immigration reform, which is essentially increase the amount of our voters act is what it ought to be called. But anyway, and amnesty and rewarding folks for illegal behavior and everything else. We do have a problem with the legal immigration in this country, but unfortunately rewarding illegal immigrants is something many have proposed on how to fix it. Anyway, that whole debate from their perspective, having just been there, and your response to them coming up on the program. In the meantime, tell us what's on your mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What's on your mind, Steve?
A little article that took place in the paper earlier in Fargo, in Inform. James Farragut wrote a little story about what's going on in western North Dakota. Now this is from a somebody who doesn't live in western North Dakota.
Somebody that doesn't live in western North Dakota is an interesting point. Sorry to interrupt, but I was just thinking while you were saying that, because the article was written by somebody in the east about what's happening in the west, right? That was your point.
Yes, maybe, it is.
Maybe that ought to be banned.
Well, it's about perspective. You know, and everybody that lives out in western North Dakota and is dealing with the oil patch understands the challenges that are taking place out there. And it's not so much about that there's problems and aren't being dealt with. It's more about what are you doing about them. And everybody's okay with what's going on in western North Dakota for the most part, except what are you doing to help the issues? And people want to hear solutions. They don't want to hear that there isn't a problem. They don't want to hear that, oh, there's a problem? Really? From a perspective in eastern North Dakota, there's a problem in western North Dakota? Everybody knows the issues that are taking place in western North Dakota if you live in western North Dakota. The problem is when you have influences like this, and for those that have not read this article, I mean, it's vitriol. It is downright vitriol from somebody who doesn't live in western North Dakota and have a western North perspective. Because something they see that they think is a problem is forefront on their mind. Well, you don't live here, you don't know, so shut the hell up. And I run into this all the time, Scott. You know, if you don't live out here, don't tell me what we're thinking, I'm thinking. You know, and I live in Bismarck, which, you know, that removes me one step from the people that actually live in the oil patch as well. And I will defer to their opinions every time. But when I read something like this, I get mad. I get downright angry. And now, we didn't get into it as much as I would have liked to have with Attorney General Wayne Sinjum last week about the places that should be protected in the oil patch and around the state of North Dakota from development. And that's a very good discussion. And we need to retouch that show at some point. But James Farragut writes in the Inform, behind every great fortune, there's a crime. A little quote from Balzac. He says, I have a good perspective on what's happening in the Bakken oil boom. I've had clients in western North Dakota for years. I routinely visit Dickinson, Williston, Minot, Kildare, and Newtown. Last week, I was cold weather camping in the Badlands. I've taken the opportunity to taste, feel, and smell life on a well site when I visited my daughter, Lauren, at her work. She was lead geologist on well sites owned by Hess Oil for 3 years. All right, stop right there. You visit Western North Dakota. You don't live here. Or actually, I'm going to remove myself. You don't live there. I got a problem with this article right away. And it goes into, I mean, you were keeping track earlier. I mean, terms like Armageddon, I mean, it's vitriol.
Here's my favorite. He's suggesting some new bumper stickers for the Bakken. Instead of we're rocking the Bakken, he wants we're beaten by the Bakken or foiled by oil. He refers to it as the oil monster, scarring of the land, rape of the land. Yeah, Armageddon. Armageddon is what he referred to the flaring situation as. You know, Armageddon assaulting our eyes.
We know there's an issue with flaring. It's being addressed. We know there's an issue with some of the visual sight lines. Those are being addressed. You're looking at, the low-profile tanks that are starting to pop up in Western North Dakota, where you can hide them behind a berm. Within 3 to 5 years, you're not going to have the crickets going up and down. You're not even going to see those anymore. It's not going to be visible.
My point on this is that, you know, I think you're saying it well, Steve, that you know, look, there's issues that lifelong folks who've lived in the patch are dealing with right now that are challenges. They're a part of this. But I think Fargo marketing consultants might best stay out of the debate, and editorial writers on the eastern end of the state, because they have this utopian Buffalo Commons-like view of what Western North Dakota should be. They beam in and out every now and then and act like experts, and they add to a narrative that's not factual, okay, because there are issues. And there are challenges, and the best folks to be in that room are folks that are in the industry, community members, folks that have lived it and know it and deal with it rather than outside influences.
People that live there, not visit, not pop in, live there, especially not coming from a perspective such as Fargo.
In the meantime, since he has problems with all this energy development, I hope that his iPhone is in charge today and his gas cap is welded shut, quite honestly, because, you know, who are we kidding here? You know, seriously. You know, that is really, raping, pillaging, beaten by the Bakken, Armageddon. What do you think of Eastern North Dakota writers in their viewpoint of Western North Dakota? Let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. While we're beating up on folks in the media, USA Today story, headline, 47 million Americans hit by food stamp cuts starting today. That's the headline in the USA Today. You want me to tell you what's going to happen today? First of all, there's a program that ended Friday. That was part of stimulus. See, the Obama administration, they thought stimulus was giving, people who are on food stamps more money for food stamps. That's their idea of stimulus, further dependence on government programs. And that stimulus part of the program is ending today. And also, because the farm bill is being debated, there are some reductions that started as of Friday. But here are the reductions. Under the program, formerly known as the Supplemental Nutrition and Assistance Program, or SNAP, a family of four that gets $668 per month in benefits will find that amount cut by $36. So 47 million Americans hit by food stamp cuts today. We're screaming and hollering that a $668 benefit is going to go down by $36.
That's a family of four-pack of ribeye steaks once a month, or a lot of pasta.
Yeah, again, anybody that needs help is going to get it in the United States of America. I think to suggest this is somehow a cut people won't survive is very disingenuous to the American spirit, in my view. Let's go to some calls here. Phyllis is in Mobridge, South Dakota. You're up on What's on Your Mind, Phyllis. Thanks for listening.
I wanted to comment on a couple of the things you said first. On the land issue, a lot of the native people out there that are going against what's going on in Fort Berthel, pillaging the land, we call them apples. They're red on the outside and white on the inside. They don't know how to be true Indians. And the food stamp program, that's the only thing I live on. That's the only thing my income right now. I'm handicapped right now. I'm fighting. I'm trying to get a disability, but I raised seven kids. That's all I had. I had to raise my kids on that. You know, thank God I had it. But then that's our treaty right. We lost our land. That's the natives in the any reservation, the 505 tribes. That is our right. So I don't know why they're sequestering us. I'm through IHS. I don't know why they're hitting us in the, on our, you know, the food stamp program.
Well, nobody's being really hit here. I mean, what they're talking about is going back to pre-stimulus levels. And again, the reduction is for a family of four, $668, reduced by $36. The things most folks are upset about, Phyllis, is the changes in the program that would say able-bodied adults without dependents previously received food stamps indefinitely. Now the states would be allowed to put in broad work requirements to say if you're able to work, or at least you need to be looking for work to be able to be on the program. But that doesn't sound like it would include you, given your disability. I don't know if you have something else you want to add. Phyllis, we'll have to do it on the other side of the break. Jim and Bismarck after that. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennin. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, Youngevity link.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the oil industry creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio to What's on Your Mind Radio.com. This is where we ask the question, what's on your mind? Phyllis, wanted an opportunity to let you finish up as we were heading into the break. Phyllis, did you have something else you wanted to add?
Yeah, I have a couple daughters that went to college, and I moved for education because I've raised seven children alone. And I have a daughter that has five kids out there, and they're going to school. I have two of them going working on their bachelor's degree. But I've asked, we get discriminated against, you know, trying to get a food bank. We get But my daughter right now, she's working on her bachelor's degree, and they're trying to evict her from college. And I don't know why. I've called in, and we have a white man that's vice president out there, and I don't know why we have him out there. It's a native college, but I've been asked for an audience with Mr. Gipp, and they're refusing me to let me talk to him. What's going on with my daughter? So I just wanted to add that to the
She's going to United Tribes in Bismarck?
Yeah, I have two daughters. They graduated and with five kids, and she worked on it. She got her two-year degree. Now she's working on her bachelor's. In May, she'll graduate. But they're trying to kick her out now with five kids. And just recently, yesterday, over the weekend, my house was burnt up, and she won't have nowhere to go. So I don't know. I just asked for an audience to plead with them and let her stay there and finish in May. Let her graduate in college. Help with her. Work with her, please.
Well, have you talked to the school officials?
That's what I said. I just called out there, and I asked him to talk to Mr. Gipp, and they said, nope, you got to talk to the vice president. And he's a white man. I cannot talk to him. He will not. He's very rude. He doesn't listen. You know, if it wasn't for the Native American going to college out there, he wouldn't have a job. And, you know, that's all I want. I said, I want to talk to them to see what's going on with my daughters. You know, what's going on? You know, why the
But you're saying the person they asked you to talk to, you won't speak with because he's white?
Yeah, he's very discriminatory.
Well, but I mean, how? Because you assume that, or you've had a conversation with him in
front? I know that. Yeah,
how do you know?
I dealt with him in the past. And the students going to college out there, they have to pay $500 a month for rent, and the staff don't have to pay rent out there. You know, it's really odd. I find that I've been questioning that for 2 years, and I can't get any of these tribes to back me up and ask for an investigation.
I would assume that must be part of the compensation for the staff, right? It's part of their employment package, I would guess, which would be different than the students. But I don't know that that's, you know, it's just, I don't know that that would be discriminatory. It's probably just a difference in what, you know, if you're a student, here's the
and
cost.
$500 on a food and board contract, if you look at any of the other state institutions, NDSU, UND, I mean, that's actually pretty reasonable.
But, Phyllis, here's the deal. If you've dealt with somebody at the school you feel is not treated you fairly, I'd go to somebody else at the school. You know, I mean, I would just.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I had a lot of problems with that school within the last 2 years, but I've had to travel 300 miles to go and visit Mr. Gipp in person just to see him. But just over the weekend, like I said, my house arson, my house was set on fire. So my daughter, she won't have a home to go to earn her five sons, you know. And I said, I'm not happy right now. I had a home for my kids all these years, you know, and she's an enrolled member of Standing Rock, and they should help her out. And I made many trips to Mr. Murphy, and then I never got any help from Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. They don't get help. They put out for Pell Grants. They, you know, work their way through college. I have two of them.
Well, we wish you luck on the situation. And again, I'd talk with somebody else there if you're not getting the help you like, and go to somebody else. Call us back if you don't get relief. Phyllis, appreciate you calling today. Nothing like the concern of a mother. Phyllis, appreciate it. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Here's a call that came in during the break.
Yeah, I'm just kind of wondering, what is the criteria for somebody to be actually considered a liar? I mean, if it was your kids, you'd hold them all a liar. If it was just kids, kind of a proper difference in it, our Congress and senators and president seem to be lying to me. Not that you call them a liar, but for whatever reason, they're polite about that, but they're not getting anything done. So that's all I got.
All right, Jim, I don't know that I can, I said Jim, but I don't know that that's his name. He didn't leave his name, but I don't know that I can answer that. I think that, you know, that's sort of in the eye of the beholder, right? You're going to have to decide what we sort of had this debate on Friday of what's misleading. When the President of the United States says you can keep your health care if you like it, you can keep your doctor if you like it, and now we find out that's not the case, you know, he's blaming the insurance company. So did he knowingly tell us something that now has changed, and is that a lie? The leading papers in the country, in the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, have called it misleading. You know, is that just a fancy word for saying lie? I don't know. And I, you know, you could say the same thing about some of the articles we're
Well, to me, Scott,
what digging into here today. I mean, when you talk about describing the condition in oil country, is that a lie, or is that just a that person's perception? You know, I mean, it's kind of a tough one to answer, isn't it?
But to me, with the healthcare though, the silence here from the insurance industry has been deafening, and now I think I figured out why they stand to raise their premiums. Basically, the administration just gave them a blank check to raise their premiums. I mean, you talk about a system that is flawed from the top down when you start looking at what the administration just did to the insurance industry. Here, we just quadrupled your profits. You're welcome.
Well, I don't know if anytime there's more strings, there's not good things that happen. There's a lot more strings. Coverage you have to have whether you need it or not. So I'm not so sure that it's all that good, to tell you the truth. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Email from Sean says, I think sometimes people forget what the S in SNAP stands for, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. This was never intended to cover all food expenses, yet we constantly hear complaints from those on SNAP saying they can't live on what they are given through the forced generosity of those who actually pay taxes. This is a supplement and a supplement only. Be grateful for what is provided to you as it is. Tom Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, guys, and a good subject. But, I don't know if the people understand this or not, but there's a way to beat all of this and take care of these lying congressmen, senators, presidents, public officials, and it's called the Constitutional Convention. I don't know what else, but people got to stand together, and you got to, if you don't stand together, you're going to fall on your knees.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too opposed to term limits at this point, Tom. I mean, what do you think about term limits?
What do you mean? We already got term limits.
Well, there seems to be a big disconnect between, I think that's an apathy in the votership out there that doesn't, people like to complain about what winds up going on in Washington, but not a lot of people do anything about it.
That's right, because they've got everybody so bullied and pushed down under their thumb, and especially this Obama.
Tom, have you read the book, The Liberty Amendments, by Mark Levin? It's high atop the New York Times best-selling list, but he's proposing some solutions along the lines of what you're talking about. Appreciate the call. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When is the last time you really relaxed? I'm talking total relaxation. For me, it was at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. My wife and our entire family absolutely love it. The setting is incredible. It's Norman Rockwell-like in beautiful downtown Walker, Minnesota. The resort, again and again, named one of Minnesota's top premier resorts for all their amazing amenities. Every detail, just absolutely incredible. The condo's amazing. Got a big group. They can take care of you. 502 restaurant is fabulous. The Chase's bowling alley, family reunions, events, they got you covered. And in November, they have a spa special. The Comprador Aveda Spa is a place you'll really relax. Get a load of this deal. An amazing midweek spa offer, one night's lodging, and your choice of a 30-minute massage, manicure, or pedicure for rates starting as low as $89 per night. Call 888-CHASE-06 to book yours now. 888-CHASE-06 or go online to chaseonthelake.com. Ask them about the Thanksgiving family package and the Griswolds Christmas vacation package, too, at Chase on the Lake.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Watching Your Mind, I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you've been following the numbers, trying to book an airplane, a flight in or out of North Dakota, you'll have a lot more options, but a lot of those flights seem to be a little full at these times. So you gain some flexibility, but lose some flexibility as well. And we're going to talk to Larry Taborski coming up in just a few minutes. Let's try to get one more call in here. Brian in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning to you. Thanks for listening.
Hey, I had a conversation with this guy. He was a liberal. This is throughout my journey to North Dakota. And he told me, he said that it was okay for people on welfare benefits, you know, some are going to slip through the cracks. You get the people who don't genuinely need the benefits. And this guy told me that we should just account that in. You know what I mean? Some people are going to scam the system. We just need to figure that in. But then he went on to say how evil congressmen were because of the wages that they make. And once they make X amount of dollars, it just turns them into evil people. And pretty much he wanted to prosecute these people. And I brought up the point to him. I said, so if these guys are so evil and they're making this money, they surely didn't make that money by themselves. They're supporting people. They're supporting people's families, paying health benefits. And why should people on welfare who do not contribute to society be given a pass while people who make the money are persecuted on this? You know, the American dream is a beautiful thing, but you should not be in-house or on couch. You should be en route. You should be able to get your butt up and go get it. And I'm not saying everybody who's on welfare is a bad person and doesn't need the benefits, but there's people that are slipping through the cracks. Instead of enacting Obamacare, why don't we send people out to police this? You know, let's find the bad apples. Let's find the people who are taking advantage of the system and tell them, no, you got to get out. You got to go work.
And it's supposed to be a hand up, not a hand out.
And as soon as you do that, Larry, look at the abuse Kevin Cramer has taken politically in the state for proposing some modest reforms that said we're going to reduce by a small percentage, a program that has doubled in size since this president came in. He wanted to reduce a little bit, and he wanted to do it by doing things like saying, we're not just going to give it to people whether they ask for it or not. Now, how dumb is that? Right now, you go on food stamps whether you ask for it or not. The other thing is that, why not have able-bodied adults without dependents have some time limit on how long they can receive food stamps? In other words, are you looking for a job or can you get a job by X date? Doesn't that seem like a reasonable reform? And I'm saying you propose those things and then you have Heidi Heitkamp and others running around acting as though you're robbing food from the mouths of children. This is what the state of our political debate now is. That's the problem.
I agree 100%. Thanks, guys.
That is the problem. You can't have a reasonable conversation without this, without being labeled as some sort of heartless ogre. You know, because I agree with Brian. You know, give it to the people who need it and find the waste and make sure those that need it get it. But, boy, as soon as you suggest it, is there trouble?
Nobody in this country wants to deny somebody that needs a hand up. But it's about a hand up, not a hand out. It's about enabling somebody to get on their feet and contribute to society. And there's a huge disconnect in that. And that's where we should have gone after a lot of the wasteful spending in government. Because I'm sure there's a lot of it out there.
Appreciate the call, Brian. Larry Taborski is here, who's the director of the North Dakota Aeronautics Commission. We're going to talk about the state of air service in North Dakota. Larry, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you doing?
Well, doing great. How are you today?
Fantastic. What is the North Dakota Aeronautics Commission? Tell our listeners a little bit about what you do.
We are here to support aviation in all sorts of ways, from airlines to the smaller airports to the community airports to development people who want to be in that business.
And it's a booming time. The state of air service is probably at its all-time peak in the great state of North Dakota right now, huh?
We're showing great numbers all across the state.
You when you start looking at some of the boarding numbers, that's what jumps out at me, especially in a community like Williston. Even here in Bismarck, unbelievable. Williston alone, airline boarding soared 247% at Sloan Field International Airport in September. We're setting records across the entire state, aren't we, Larry?
We are. Fargo's always been the strongest player of the bunch, but the Western airports are putting in as many people as they can. It's Dickinson in particular. They're talking about the airlines want to use bigger airplanes, but the field won't hold them. And Williston is very similar. Minot's looking for a new terminal so we can up the capacity there as well.
Tell us a little bit about the story in Williston, because as Steve mentioned, I think when you see a number of 247% increase, you go, wow. I mean, that really puts things in perspective, and we're seeing the same thing when we benchmark sales tax numbers and everything else. But how's Williston handling this? Tell us a little bit about that specific growth there.
Williston is a can-do kind of town, and they've gone from small airport where they would double up with Dickinson's airplane to fill it up to make a trip to Denver, and now it's gone from, 6 years ago, 600 or so a month for September, 7,900 last month. So just incredible gains there, and they're just about doubling every year for the past couple. The runways are at their capacity. The terminal has been expanded to trailers next to terminals to make sure that they can get the flow through there, and they're just doing everything they can to accommodate more passengers all the time.
You know, you start talking this growth when you're looking at the Williston's and the Dickinson's. That means projects, building projects, unprecedented amount of boardings. That means unprecedented amount of building projects. There needs to be growth and expansion. Tell us about some of the runway projects that are taking place to accommodate some of these larger planes, and then the apron projects as well, so that you have places to park these planes. I mean, last year at the Williston Basin here in Bismarck, I was blown away by the fact I went out there, and now in the private jetway, they were parking planes on the grass, just out in the field, because there was no place to park planes. That's the case across the entire state, and especially in the western part of the state as well.
It is. It's a question of there's different bottlenecks in the system. We are blessed with plenty of airspace out there, so you don't see a whole lot of congestion once the airplanes are in the air, but it's a pavement issue. They need a longer runway for the larger airplanes that want to come in. Once they touch down, they need a place to park, and there's multiple airlines trying to do that. Allegiant's made a big jump in our numbers because it's a whole different market of people. It's more the leisure travel in addition to the business people that are coming in.
Where are some of these projects taking place? You know, we think about the Williston's. We've seen some work being done out here in Bismarck. Where are the big projects taking place as far as the runway project and the apron projects?
You know, the legislature was very good to us this year that way. They realized the airlines are a big issue, but also that there's a lot of airports for communities that support the businesses, the medical flights coming and going, just the leisure activity going on. Devil's Lake's got a longer runway. Gwinner got themselves a beefed-up runway for the heavier freight that comes in and out of there. Kenmare was redone. Mandan's got a cement runway as of this week that'll last for 30 to 40 years. Matic used to be a grass strip. Now they've got a concrete runway there, too. So, on top of that, we're probably going to have 8 more runways next year.
And we're talking, obviously, about increasing the amount of commercial service available. How about on the general aviation side? How do you benchmark the growth there? How do you keep tabs on how much more general aviation is happening?
It's an estimate. It's as best we can do. These are all volunteers for the most part. There's 81 other airports beside those commercial ones, and it's a person who's doing another job by day, and then weekends, evenings, whenever he can, is the airport manager or the chairman of the commission for those groups. We see it in terms of numbers of aircraft coming in, requests for additional hangars. good case of that was a Mohawk. They've just finished up their seventh hangar, as far as I can tell, just to take care of the additional local traffic that's coming into that airport.
Unbelievable. So there's no official tracking of the amount of general aircraft. In other words, nobody's keeping track of takeoffs and landings from general aviation airports as an official tally, huh?
As official tally, no. There's a website that's flightaware.com where you can go into your local airport and see roughly the traffic coming and going. But places like Watford City, Newtown, Kildare, they're out there. General aviation airports that are seeing a lot more business going through, and we're helping them out as far as beefing up the runways and the parking areas.
But as far as the amount of commercial air service and boardings which are tracked, do you think there's a similar spike in the general aviation inflow and outflow?
Oh, absolutely. What we see on the commercial side across the state, we're up 10%, which is a huge number. Even by the FAA's estimates, we would have moderate growth. Well, that's setting records across the country. We've got 10 destinations from North Dakota across the country, which is a high as well. Just in the charter business going to those commercial airports, I'm tracking an additional 5,000 passengers this month.
With all this growth, we're trying to track new flights coming into North Dakota all the time. There's direct flights from Denver and Vegas and around the country, and people are still screaming for some of those other flights. Where's the biggest hole? Is it the direct flights out of the state? Is there flights within the state? We also see stories about United pulling out of Grand Forks. Is that just normal business? Or when you look at these numbers and the numbers being up everywhere, how can an airline pull out of a Grand Forks?
Yeah, it's a good question. Grand Forks is going to see a record year. I'm pretty sure that they had a record September as well. So I think that's just the normal shifting of airlines. The beauty of their system is that they can take those airplanes, move them to any airport to handle the need at the time. So there's plenty of people coming and going out of Grand Forks. I'm not worried about them.
Where's the biggest remaining need in North Dakota then? Is it those direct flights to other destinations, say a Houston, a Dallas, Oklahoma City with the oil growth? Or are we looking at more need from across the state within the state?
Well, I hope your Eastern viewers don't see this as a slight, but the Eastern part, we're handling the needs. We're keeping up with the demand there. We're in the West, they're still crying for help. They need longer runways, stronger runways, bigger terminals, even wider taxiways to accommodate the bigger airplane wingspans that want to come in there.
Larry Taborski is with us, Director of the North Dakota Aeronautics Commission on the state of air service across North Dakota, and just another indicator of the booming North Dakota economy, without question, here for a couple more minutes. Larry, anything else you want to add that you think needs to get out there that maybe isn't getting the attention it should in the way of air service in North Dakota?
Well, I just want to make sure that everybody understood there's 81 other airports out there. I love what the airlines are doing, and those managers do a great job. There's a whole lot of other volunteers that make the system work. And make sure that we know that if you want to fly, you want to experience that beauty of flight, there's probably a local airport that can take care of that.
You mentioned the legislature was very good to you this time around. What are some of the future projects, some of the upcoming projects that need to be taken care of across the state?
Well, I hope within a couple of years we're going to have a new Bowman Airport. That one has expanded along with the oil boom to a point where it's kind of hemmed in by the city and the roads and the railroad road, and you'll see a bigger airport just to the east of town that's going to accommodate the needs there.
Very interesting. Well, appreciate the update. Good to know things are booming, Larry. Thanks for an update.
Hey, thank you.
Larry Taborski, Director of the North Dakota Aeronautics Commission, our guest. Back to your calls. What's on your mind? Straight ahead.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in and relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio, get a free engine wash plus the free free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too. So it's a great way to go south of the Senex or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
What's on your mind with Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hennen. Here's our telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Interesting conversation with our guests from the Aeronautics Commission, and my headline out of that is, you know what? A lot of the attention goes towards boardings, how many people are getting on, how many people are getting off, what kind of air travel service is available in a Bismarck, a Minot, a Grand Forks, a Fargo, a Williston, a Dickinson, a Devil's Lake. But, the story we don't hear a lot about is those other 81 other airports that don't have commercial service that are very, especially now in an area of like the northwest North Dakota and the booming Bakken. Or look at Mohall, North Dakota. What a great story there. Seven or eight hangars, you know.
It's And you look at the little airports that have been grass runway airports. And, you know, you take a look at a Matic. Whoever thought there would be a building project in a Matic or some of these small towns, even to the east in North Dakota? There's just that much growth across the state.
pretty neat, that's for sure. Anyway, let us know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Steve started the hour by venting on a Fargo columnist suggesting there was a plunder going on in the Bakken. And we're kind of curious what you think of that terminology. Flaring was referred to as an Armageddon. It's the oil monster. He's suggesting new bumper stickers. We're beaten by the Bakken or foiled by oil. I love the quote that he used here. Behind every great fortune, there is a crime. You know, I don't know how you go through life thinking like that. And I know we spent a little time on food stamps, too. The way this is reported on, when you go back to pre-stimulus levels of providing for folks in need, and that's somehow referred to as a crime. I mean, you got USA Today just you know, scaring the daylights out of us that 47 million Americans are going to be hit by a food stamp cut, and then you dig into it and say, wait a minute, a family of four that currently gets $668 is going to have to endure a $36 cut. And quite honestly, if that family of four absolutely 100% is in need of that $668, I'll bet there's a lot of people that are buying, you know, things they shouldn't be buying with those cards that we ought to focus our attention on.
Well, it's not a cut, Scott. It's not a cut. It's pre-stimulus numbers. It's not a cut. It's just a returning back to what those numbers were prior to, okay, I guess the economy is horrible and we all need extra stimulus, so let's throw some more money at the problem and see what sticks. So it's not a cut.
All you need to know is the amount of folks on food stamps has doubled in the last 4 years. Now, again, there's been some bumps in the economy without question, and there's probably in that group some folks that need it. But ask yourself if you honestly believe the amount of people who truly need that benefit has doubled. I don't buy it for 1 minute. Here's John with a call off air on this topic.
A little lighter side on this food stamp issue. In the 60s, when food stamps came out, my brother-in-law was in college, and they read about food stamps. So my brother-in-law and his roommate, they went downtown and applied for food stamps because they thought that sounded pretty cool. Well, evidently, a few days later, whoever was processing their claim had called my brother-in-law's father for some verification of income. Well, it turns out his dad was part owner and president of a bank in South Dakota. Well, long story short, Dad called his son, and they put a kibosh on that idea. But anyway, it has gotten out of hand. There's no doubt about it. And the government, yes, a cut is always a cut in growth, it seems. Have a good day.
Appreciate the call, John. Thank you. Who's next, Steve?
One more quick one. Let's get Rick in from Newtown. Rick, what's on your mind today?
Hello, sir.
Hello, Rick.
Hey, on the food stamp issue and others regarding, I guess what I'd say is wealth redistribution schemes on the part of the federal government, I guess maybe my thinking a little bit out of the box, and I'm used to being called uncompassionate, but it's not incompassionate at all to challenge the whole notion that the government can express compassion. I would suggest that there's nowhere in the federal constitution that authorizes programs such as food stamps and other welfare programs that compassion and charity by definition have to be voluntary and government is force, as George Washington said. It's not eloquent, it's not reason, it's force. And it's a fearful master and a frightful servant. And I think in this age, we're simply experiencing the fallacy, the consequence of the fallacy that government can express compassion. It can't. It doesn't have anything to give to anyone till it first takes it from someone else, which violates their property.
Great point, Rick. You know, the preamble talks about we the people in the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish the Constitution for the United States. That's what's often cited as, see, you know, but I, again, the founding fathers writing that would not recognize the country today. Immigration reform in our focus next hour. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.